Jazzy, 88 WFSK, the voice missed. The songs missed, but I love Chris Walker because he brought them all back. Our artist of the week, I just adore you. I don't know you. And I sent you a phantom email. I sent you a phantom email, and I was like, he's not going to respond to this. And and then...
Surprise, surprise.
Because your release had just come out with We're In This Love Together, the single that your promoter was promoting for you.
Right.
And you know, he and I have a long-time relationship. So I was like, who's this dude? You know, I mean, that's how I talk, you know. I'm just like off the air, you know. I'm like, who's this dude?
Right.
Who's this dude, Jason? And he said, well, Sharon, you know, it's got your name all over it. I was like, okay, cool, because you know I love Al Jarreau. Babe,
okay.
Look, you messed up my whole Sunday. You know, I was like, OMG. All of the favorites of, we love you. I immediately.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I immediately, Chris, don't help me. I looked up on your info and found an email address.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people were in church. You know, I'm
up here. Probably was too.
I said, I'm just going to send him one and see if he responds. And so I guess I did, and or you did. And you talk with your promoter, Jason Gorov.
Right.
And Jason said, Sharon, Chris got your email. I was like, oh, good. You know, I was so blown away by what you've done, and it's beautiful. So many, many people love Al Jarreau, man. So many, so many. And miss him. And thank you. You know, just thank you,
yeah,
Chris.
So that's what I'm trying to do, is just give his fans another opportunity to hear his music live when they come out to hear me live. And you know, I've been told that I'm able to channel his spirit, you know, from being with him for so many years. Mm-hmm. It's like, and it's just it brings me so much joy when I have an opportunity to perform his music for people. So thank you so much. I'm glad you reached out to me.
Ooh, I did. I was like, I'm going to find this cat.
and I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I did. You know, it was important to me. You know, it's just, I'm not, you know, I listen to the promoters, what their wishes are and what they want. But in the end, our station is going to sound like our station. And, you know, we're very proud to be Nashville's jazz station. So I take the sound and quality here very seriously. And, and you know, the listeners know it. That's why they love the station. But in particular, Al Jarreau has been on, interviewed on the station. He's been Artist of the Week two or three times over the years. And, and we've done features with him here on the station and enjoyed him so very much, and you know, honored his music and the time he treated me and us here like, you know, we were in the top 10 markets. He didn't treat,
that's right.
You know, he didn't treat us like, oh, that's Nashville. You know, I was
exactly, and that's Al Jarreau.
Yeah,
that's Al Jarreau. He's gonna always spread love and, you know, peace and joy.
Definitely. Now you have a couple of decades of being a bassist for him, and producing. You've got some real serious history of working with this brother. Talk to us, Chris, about that.
Well, I became a huge Al Jarreau fan when I was in the 11th grade in high school. And, of course, I never dreamed that I would one day work with him. He came to Houston and did a concert 2 years before I received a call to start working with him. So I go to the concert. And I'm sitting there with my girlfriend at the time, who is my wife now, and I turned to her and I said, if there's anybody in the world that I would love to work with, it's that man right there, Al Jarreau. Mm. And she looked at me and said, you never know, maybe one day you will.
Wow.
So we go to this, so after the concert, 2 years go by, I receive a phone call from a gentleman by the name of Gil Goldstein, who was one of my professors when I was attending the New School for Jazz Contemporary Music in New York City.
Hmm.
He received a call to do some orchestrations for Al Jarreau, and they needed a bass player. So he thought of thought about me. So he called me up and said, Chris, you know, would you be interested in performing with a singer by the name of Al Jarreau? And I said, wait a minute, are we talking about the Al Jarreau? He said, yes. So I needless to say, I said, count me in. So during that time, I had a solo career, you know, R&B, and I had a few R&B hits on the radio and stuff. But I jumped at the opportunity to work with Al Jarreau, and shortly afterwards became his musical director, and I ended up staying with him for approximately 22 years.
Wow, wow. Man, so, that was a blessing, man. You know that?
I mean, oh, who you telling? Hey, God answers prayers.
Yes,
I'm here to tell you.
Lord. And, I mean, you just selected. It was hard, I'm sure, to choose, what, 14 cuts on here that you chose?
Yeah, well, you know what I did? I did a survey on social media, and I asked people to tell me what their two of their favorite Al Jarreau songs. So out of all those the selections, I compiled the ones that were most popular, and then I included a few personal favorites that probably weren't as popular and decided to put it all together.
Well, you just, I mean, you laid it out. I was, you know, and I looked on there and I saw some in particular that I just love. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm going to have to come there and sing them for you live one of these days.
Well, I will be laying down, knocked out. What? Oh, I couldn't take it, y'all. They'd have to get the smelling salts in here.
Now, you want to know what's funny? I'm going to be in Nashville, not performing, but I'm going to be there rehearsing.
Wow.
Actually, I'll be there between, November 24th through the 28th, I'll be there. I'm rehearsing for the upcoming tour with Dave Koz, his Christmas tour. Dave Koz, Melissa Manchester, Jonathan Butler, and Michael Lincoln.
Oh,
and, if you're around, maybe I'll come by the studio and
I'll tell you this, I can arrange on that one on the 25th. I'll see you up here, honey. What? Oh, wow. Oh, that's so, too, that's way too good for me. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just, you know, I just love the fact that you're honoring the person by and loving on the audience that he loved, and I mean it's just that's a lot of beauty and heart and soul went in this project.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when George Duke passed, I'll never forget it. We were in Spain. I was with Al, and Al immediately said, I'm going to do a project to honor George Duke, you know. And when Al passed, I said, well, who's going to do it for Al?
Right.
And one of my first calls was to Marcus Miller. And Marcus said, hey, Chris, I'm on it. I got it. So I figured, okay, well, if Marcus is going to do it, because he worked with him before I did, I said, well, it'll be fine. But Marcus was only talking about doing a few songs in his show, but not a tribute project like this. And the Holy Spirit clearly spoke to me and said, it's your responsibility. Don't give it to anybody else.
Yes, definitely.
So, so hey.
it's just beautiful. I mean, and the phone's been ringing like crazy. You know, we've been giving away some of the projects, some of the albums and everything. And this phone has been ringing off the doggone hook, Chris.
Wonderful.
Oh, yes, honey. Oh, yes. The artist of the week today is bassist, music producer, and just incredible talent, music director, Chris Walker. His release is We're in This Love Together, celebrating Al Jarreau. There are 14 Jarreau hits back to back on this thing, so you're absolutely going to love it. Produced by you and Larry Williams, Chris?
Correct. That's right.
Can you tell the audience who some of the wonderful folks that are featured on here with you to help you make up this excellent project?
It's an incredible lineup. There's Regina Bell, who actually is singing the duet on Awareness Love with me. Will Downing is on it. David Foster, Rick Braun, Will Downing, Dave Koz. Oh man, the list goes on. Marcus Miller, Nathan East, Bob James. Wow, I mean Paul Jackson Jr., Greg Fillinganes, you know, Larry Williams, Mark Simmons, and it. I mean, it's just an incredible array of people that came on board who all love Al Jarreau's music. And when I reached out to them, they said, "Hey, count me in." I mean, we even got Jerry Hay to come on board and do, you know, like their horn arrangement on Roof Garden, and he did the original horn arrangement on Al's original.
Oh my
So it was just, and even on Morning. To get David Foster and Jay Graydon to play on the song, and they co-wrote it with Al and produced it. The history, the love, I mean, it's just all there. So, and it just came together. It was magical, truly magical.
And if
I could share briefly with your listeners, the cover was painted by a gentleman, hand painted by a gentleman by the name of Pascal Martos out of Paris. And he reached out to me on social media out of the blue. I didn't know him. And he said, I'm a huge Al Jarreau fan and I'm a painter. And I said, well, can you send me a sample of your work? And he did, and I was blown away. So I said, I'm trying to figure out a concept for the cover that would feature Al and I. And he sent me just a rough sketch outline of it. And I said, that's it. And then, you know, I said, so it was all divinely ordered, I'm telling you. Every step of the process.
Well, I believe it now, because I said I was up here on the Sunday working. And
okay.
I ain't playing now. You know, when I get off the air Sunday morning, I do the gospel jazz show. And I put the music together for that and my paperwork and stuff. So,
right.
And then you have the nerve to put one of my favorites that we're listening to right now. Ooh, wait. You know, I'm just like a kid in a candy store right now.
And you want to know what's funny? That's one of my favorite Al Jarreau songs also. And I played bass on the original recording with him and fell in love with the song the first time I heard it.
Yes. Well, you know, I told when I interviewed him, I remember one time, and I've got to find that interview and put it up on my podcast, because he was happy, we were laughing, and he was so honored to know that song moved me. And he's like, thank you, because he of all the songs, you know, he was thinking. He asked me what my favorite was, and I said, Baby Flame, okay.
I'm going to have to tell Larry Williams. I'm going to tell Larry Williams because he's one of the co-writers on it.
Yes, Lord, that's it. I mean, everybody's got their own stuff, you know.
Right.
I just like the instrumentation and the way he sang it. And, you know, I just love it. Now, this features Arturo Sandoval.
Arturo Sandoval, that's right.
I mean, this, if you all have not picked this up yet, this project up yet, I'm telling you now, you know, I'm going to get them 5 stars in there, because I'm a big Al Jarreau fan. But this,
thank you.
Chris, you really, you know, I just want to thank you, because you just honored this man and his work in such a way that the fans just are grateful. You know, we're just grateful.
I recently did a show in Houston honoring him, and Al's son came. And he brought the sweater that Al wore in the Morning video.
Oh, wow.
And I put it on right before I sang Morning, and I couldn't hold it in. Tears started rolling we were all in there crying.
No, they did. I know.
It was an emotional moment.
Yeah, and his family has got to be immensely proud that, you know, you did this for him.
Yeah. Yes, they are, and very supportive.
Oh, definitely. Now, you, when people hear you and, you know, they, you know, hear your vocals and all, ooh, you sound an awful lot like your brother, you know? I mean, ooh, man, you really worked that out. That's almost like fool people, you know?
Right. Well, you know what's amazing? When I would tour with Al, I'm in the back playing bass, but I would sing the lead with him off microphone just because I was a huge fan of the songs.
Wow.
And so I was already prepared and ready, you know, to do this tribute. I was just kind of afraid to do it because, you know, he's Al Jarreau.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
And you don't mess with Al Jarreau.
No, absolutely not. And he would kind of let you know that in no uncertain terms.
Right. But, you know, but I'll tell you, one time he performed for the Steinway 100th anniversary at Carnegie Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there as his musical director.
Mm.
And we were standing on stage, and he wanted to hear what his microphone sounded like in the house.
Mm.
So we're standing there, and he's singing Take Five, and out of the blue, he turns to me, and he hands me his microphone, and he says, sing for me. And he goes out into the audience. And people thought it was still him singing. But that experience spoke volumes to me.
Oh, yeah.
And said how much he trusts me.
Yeah.
For him to turn to me and hand me his microphone,
yeah.
I was shocked, and, you know, and it just spoke volumes.
Yeah,
the trust and, you know, that he had for me, and
yeah.
love, too. So, you know.
Definitely.
So I had to do this. I had to do this for him.
Well, and this was like one of those Kickstarter things. Is that how it worked out for you?
Yes. When the Holy Spirit confirmed that I was supposed to do it, I said, okay, well, Father, I believe that you'll provide the means for me to get it done the right
mm-hmm.
way. So I launched a Kickstarter campaign and in 30 days raised the funds to complete the project.
Wow.
In 30 days.
Wow.
And when I tell you, people were coming out of the woodworks. I had three people
wow.
to pledge $10,000 each. Three people. I mean, it was just amazing. Just
wow.
amazing. So when it's ordained and the Holy Spirit confirms it and mm-hmm. God tells you to do it, I'm a firm believer that mm-hmm. you have to move and get it done.
Absolutely. Now, you clearly was in the church choir, and your family were gospel singers from what I understand. Is that true?
Yes. I grew up in a family gospel group called the Walker Brothers, and
mm-hmm.
we primarily performed quartet gospel music.
Oh.
My father, it was a hobby for him, but he took it very seriously, and he was kind of sort of like Joe Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not as bad, but and he made sure that, you know, we couldn't go outside and play. We had to practice and
yeah.
perfect our craft.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I owe it to him, because I wouldn't be doing what I am today, doing today, had it not been for him.
Yeah. So when they sang, you played bass?
I played bass, and I sung background. And sometimes led a song or two.
Well, I bet that was a jamming choir than church and quartet, huh?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And my oldest brother was the guitarist and sang lead, and my younger brother played drums. So we had our group.
But the thing that I respect from having, you know, paid attention to your history, reading your
uh-huh.
history and all that, is that you have, you know, you honor the Creator, and you know where your blessings have flow from. You know,
absolutely,
and you
absolutely.
You haven't left that. And,
oh no,
yeah,
never will.
Yeah, yeah. I know your family's immensely proud of you for staying true to that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I mean, he's blessed me too many times
yeah.
for me not to. I mean, over and over again. When I moved to New York when I was 18 with $40 and a dream.
Mm.
And I filled out an application to attend the New School for Jazz Contemporary Music. They declined it because I didn't have the money to enroll.
Mm.
School was already a month in progress. I had a bass amp. I sold it for $240, bought a one-way ticket to New York with $200,
wow.
and landed with $40. The next day, I go down to the school to check it out. As soon as I walk in, I heard music coming out of the auditorium, so I poked my head in.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys were on stage playing. Just so happened they didn't have a bass player.
Mm.
So they invited me up to play. So I'm on stage playing. The dean of the school walked in and the instructor over the program and gave me a full scholarship to go to school.
Mm, Lord.
So, I mean, and I can tell you story after story like
yeah.
that. I mean, where he's just blessed me over and over again. So I have to give it up to the Creator.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, definitely. And I'm glad you stayed true to your skill. You know, in your craft, and you believed that, you know, you would be able to live and survive and take care of your family, and, you know.
Right.
But the joy that what your work has done and brought to others is just the countless blessings, you know, that we're getting from
it. Oh.
Definitely.
Well, thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you. And when I perform live, I definitely feel the energy from the audience. I mean, people have come up to me in tears after the show.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a healing process for so many, and for me as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in your since you know your gifting is clear from early days, you're having an opportunity early to work with some of the creme de la creme in jazz music. It's just the absolute runway to your success. Talk about some of these relationships, and you know, you were in your late teens, high school, college, or something when you were, you know, working, playing with people like Ornette Coleman and Bob James and others.
Yes, I started working with Ornette Coleman when I was 19 years old.
Mm.
And it's amazing. He called me up out of the blue one day and said, I'm looking for Chris Walker. And when he said his name, I thought somebody was joking with me. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't Ornette Coleman. So I started joking around, and I didn't hear laughter on the other end. And he said, no, this is really Ornette Coleman. So I was like, oh, boy, okay, you know. So, but, yeah, and then when I was in college working with Jimmy Heath, people like Sir Roland Hanna,
yeah.
I got a chance to play with Art Blakey one time.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, oh, man, I have to pinch myself sometimes and say, did all of this really happen?
For real. And, you know, here's what is so crazy about this business is that a lot of people – don't, you know, your name may not mean anything to them, but they have been hearing your work and experiencing it for quite some time. So do you feel like now is you out front, you know, because you play behind and with a lot of people, but is it your turn to be out front all, you know, straight up all the time?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the mid-90s, I put out a few CDs, and I had, like, songs that reached top 10 on the R&B chart.
Mm-hmm.
So people in the R&B world knew me as a singer but had no idea that I could play.
Right.
And people in the jazz world knew I could play but didn't know me as a singer. So it's quite funny. So it's like it's coming full circle. I stepped away from my solo career and pursuing that because I was working with Al Jarreau as his music director, and I said, how many opportunities will one get to work with a mentor?
No kidding.
And someone that they love. So
So
for 22 years, I put Chris Walker's solo career on hold, so to speak, to be there for Al. And now when he passed away, because I never felt comfortable doing a jazz record project while he was alive.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. I just felt like I hadn't arrived yet to be able to do it with him. I just felt like, why am I doing this when Al Jarreau is on this planet? What can I say?
True. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But in honoring him, I felt comfortable enough to do it. And before he passed away, the first thing that you hear on the CD, I went to visit him in the hospital a few days before he passed.
Yeah.
And I left my phone charging in his room. I went downstairs to grab a bite to eat. And he thought I flew back to Houston without saying goodbye. So he asked someone to get his phone, and he left me that message, which was, you know, and I struggled and prayed about whether or not I should include it on the project, but the Holy Spirit said I should.
Yeah, and we're gonna play it right now. It's brief.
Oh, okay.
It's brief. I want the audience to hear this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, it's Al. I'm just wondering if you had headed back to Houston. So if you everything is all right. I'm so glad you came. I love you. Okay, Chris. I'm so happy that I got to kiss that bean. All right. I'm here. Call me when you get a chance. Okay. Bye.
Oh man, that's pitch perfect. I mean, that's how you start a tribute.
Good boy, I tell you, it still brings a tear to my eye every time I hear it. But
And when you get your projects, you're going to, that's just going to make you pause. because you'll love this project even more. And when his family heard that, what did they say to you?
I mean, the reaction, they all cried. I mean, and have sent me letters and emails and just phone calls thanking me for keeping his legacy and his music alive and doing it with integrity the way that I've done it. Because I got the family's approval before I started doing anything.
Sure.
I wanted to make sure they were on board and okay with everything.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a show, putting a show together around his birthday in March. His birthday is March 12th, but I'm working on a show March 15th mm-hmm. to honor him in Milwaukee, his hometown. Mm-hmm. And so far, I want it to be Dave Koz, Regina Bell, Will Downing, and I. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on putting that together. And Larry Williams will be there, and of course, our original band mm-hmm. that I've put back together. So mm-hmm. so we'll see. It's coming to fruition. I'll know probably within the next week or so.
Mm-hmm. Will and Regina and you, I don't know if I could take it, man.
Because, you know, Will and I did the We Got By together
yes,
on the project. And I tell you, that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Ooh, it really was. You know, I'm about to go to church in here right now. I'm having tears in my eye. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, I just want you to know this has just been meant so much. And, you know, the station, WFSK, at mm-hmm. Historic Fisk University. This means so much to us that truly love and love the life and legacy of Al Jarreau and his music. Be sure mm-hmm. if you're an Al Jarreau fan, you definitely want to pick this up. Definitely.
And actually, they can go to my website,
okay.
chriswalkersmusic.com. And they can navigate and get it there, or you can go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon.
Okay.
You know, and so it's available.
And, you know, if you are a person that likes to download singles, you can't just download one song on here. I'm sorry. Okay. I am so sorry. Because I tried, and I was like, well, let me just take a couple of these. I was like, I think we need to get this one. I think we need to get that one. But, you know, we do hits and cuts, and or we create hits, and we do cuts.
Right.
And... it was you made it hard for a sister. I can't put all these things on this station. I just can't do it. I mean, you know, but it was hard. It was hard.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Now, of yours, and I'm about to wrap with you, Chris.
Okay.
Of these, and I know there were so many, and you worked with him for so long. Of these that you have on here. 16 and number one is The Message. What is your all-time favorite, personal all-time favorite?
Oh my goodness! I love them all as if they're children.
Mm-hmm.
But in particularly Flame, I yes. love that song from day one, and actually I wrote two songs on the project. One entitled Jarreau that features Dave Koz and Rick Bronze.
Okay.
And then another one entitled Phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phenomenon was written because I said, if there was a song I could write for Al Jarreau, if he was still alive today, what would I write?
Yeah.
And Daryl Tooks and I came up with that song. And then I knew Al loved Brazilian music so much. He talked about it all the time. So I wrote Jarreau as a Brazilian tune to honor him as well.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So I mean, I love all of them, and you know, I Will Be Here For You, which features Kirk Whalum.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you know,
Lord,
it's just I love them all. Roof Garden is just just gets you going,
yes,
you know.
And you know, Breaking Away, you know, was one that.
Oh yeah.
When I worked in R&B, when I worked in pop radio, that was a big one.
Okay.
Know? On the other side of the aisle, too, you know.
Right, and of course, After All, you know.
Oh, yes,
which,
Lord. Oh, yeah.
Al wrote for his wife, Susan,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yes, just, It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I will tell you
this. So you have to get it.
Yes. And Chris, I will tell you, if the barometer means our telephone, baby, they've been blowing the lines up ever since we started giving away the music. So,
wonderful.
Oh, yeah. They've been blowing them. I'm like, all righty then. And
well, I certainly appreciate your support and you know, WFSK. I appreciate you all. Thank you so much for supporting the project.
Absolutely. And you be sure and be in touch with me about that week that you're going to be in the city, okay?
I most certainly will. And you have my cell phone number. So,
hey. That's right. I got you. Right. Okay. I got
hey,
you.
You can call me anytime.
I got you. Chris,
anytime you want to hear, just give me a call. I'll give it to you.
I know it. Thank you so much. And, you know, we just look forward to watching for future projects from you, okay?
All right, Sharon. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.